So, and I guess the other thing that is looming in the background of this case that you're going to get into with your talk is what to do if and when the disease progresses. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, some really exciting things going on, including a bunch of things being presented at ASCO that we're really curious to hear about, because she wants to know, what do I do if he walks in one day and he has progressive disease? And in fact, actually, I just got an email from her a few days ago. And in fact, since our conversation, he's developed a new brain lesion. He's getting stereotactic radiation treatment for that. But she wants to know, what does she do systemically at this point? He's fine. No other sites of progression. What would you do, Ross?
I mean, I would keep the crizotinib going. The brain is pretty much an Achilles heel for crizotinib. The lifetime incidence in a nice series that Alice Shaw wrote up of people who were ALK positive who got crizotinib was about 47%, and the people who were ALK positive who never got crizotinib was about 52%. Suggests that there's no real effect on the natural history in the brain. When we actually tracked it prospectively with people on crizotinib, number stunningly similar, 46% of people will first fail crizotinib by progressing in the brain, and in 85% of those cases, that's the only site of progression.
And what do we know about, this is going to come up when we talk about EGFR mutations, about penetration into the brain of a drug like crizotinib?
So the data goes down to a single case from Dan Costa from Beth Israel, and they had a young man who progressed in the brain, and they measured blood and CSF levels 5 hours after the standard 250 milligram dose. And the ratio of blood to CSF suggested that less than 0.3% of the crizotinib in the blood was getting into the brain. So we think it's a pharmacologic failure in the brain. And therefore, if you progress in the brain, what you do is you treat it with radiotherapy and you keep the drug going if it's controlling the rest of the disease in the body.